I'm not a marijuana guy.
They're so nice.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
They picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Give us a call at 877-365-3636. Go to WJFK.com. If you're there, you can check out the podcast, which they tell me are number 10 in the United States.
Wow.
With a bullet.
I mean, we're up there with Oprah, Bill Maher, all those kind of things.
Beat Bill Maher.
Want to thank you for doing that. Also, post your thoughts in the forum. Email us if you want to. And also check out MikeOMara.com, which is coming soon.
So don't check it out
yet. Sure
it
is. We don't. Yeah, you can't really check it out.
What you should do is you should anticipate it. Please anticipate MikeOMara.com.
Yeah, as this year's Christmas present from us to you.
Please.
We're looking forward to it. You ready to talk a little hockey, gentlemen?
Please, love to.
All right, I really did think that we would be talking to this guy like well into the Stanley Cup playoffs. But unfortunately, it all ended last night for the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Game 7, overtime, Philadelphia Flyers. They broke our hearts, and let's bring it back. Craig, I thought really that I'd be talking to you you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks down the road, and we'd be talking about another series, but unfortunately, this is it. The Caps are eliminated, and just wanted to get you on one last time to take a look back at the season. An incredible season it was.
Oh, I'm not going to be a regular anymore?
Craig, you know, Locker, you can come by anytime you want, because I like to see your summertime hairstyle.
Hey, do you have any jobs available?
Always, yeah.
What do you do, Craig, in the summertime?
You know what, Craig, I know what you do during the summer, and go ahead and give a plug to that school that you run, because
I saw that. Thanks. Yeah, Network Hockey for elite kids. I have a lot of pros and a lot of college kids, so I'm on the ice every day in the summer.
Huh. Yeah, and you're teaching kids, you know, how to get to the next level, like a pretty high level of college hockey, right?
Yeah, to play college, to play juniors, and we got a training center at Piney Orchard. We took over, actually, the old Capitals practice facility, so we have a training center with, you know, all the equipment and everything. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
How do kids get involved in that if they want to do it?
Just go to NetworkHockey.com.
NetworkHockey.com.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, you know, it was a bummer. I was there last night rocking the red, and, you know, in the blink of an eye, it's all over. Everybody's got to go home. What a drag.
Well, you know, it came down to what I thought it was going to be, and at the start of the series, I said, you know, you can't play with fire, and you're going to get called for penalties, and their power play is the second best in the league, guys, and, you know, you start playing around like that, and they let one penalty go in the overtime, they're going to call the second one, and just like that, just with one little shot, one little rebound, the whole series is over, and now they've got to start the rekindling the interest again. It's going to be still a tough sell. They've got to really generate some interest off this playoff run, but the start of next year is critical now. They can't falter to start the season next year.
All right, as a fan, I'm going to ask you some nerdy hockey questions right away, just on certain players and what you see happening. Obviously, a guy like Thomas Fleischmann, scratched for a big chunk of the playoffs. You see him coming back playing for the Caps next year?
Yeah, he's got a couple years. He just signed a re-up a couple-year deal on a one-way contract, meaning that if he gets sent down, he still makes NHL salary. So he's definitely going to be back. The one thing that they're going to work on with him is getting bigger, stronger, and faster. I think he has enough skills. I just think he's a young man. He hasn't become a full-fledged NHL man yet, meaning he has to get bigger and stronger. And I think that's something he's going to focus on in the summer.
What about the defense? Do you think they're going to do anything defensively? Are they going to go out and get a big, scrappy guy in the offseason?
I think they need another defenseman. I think that, you know, that's the one area they're lacking, and as general managers say, you can never have enough defensemen on your roster, and I think the Pothier thing, you know, him being out so long during the course of the season with a concussion, is that ever going to be resolved? I mean, I think concussions in this day and age, and you have multiple ones like Pothier has had, at some point you got to say to yourself, am I going to be able to come back? Am I going to be as effective when I come back? And to me, that's a big question mark. You put Brian Pothier back in the lineup, and he's healthy, the lineup totally changes. But I do think one of their young studs, one of their young stud draft picks, like an Alzner, a kid like that, is going to maybe be able to make the jump as a 7th-8th defense next year.
All right. And as far as last night's game, the last game of the year, was that Koharski that was there? You know, they don't they don't wear their names on their back anymore.
Oh, that was Koharski.
That was
that
Koharski.
It.
Yeah, wow. It was. And I was, boy, Craig, you would have been proud of me. I was heckling him. I was the loudest fan in my section. I was screaming at
the
guy.
He's been around forever.
I know he's been around forever, and I was saying, hey, did they write you a check? Did the Flyers write you a check, Koharski? Because I really think, I mean, I'm a homer, you know that, but I thought that the refs got too into it. They were too involved in the game when they gave the Flyers that 5-on-3. And then, you know, at the very end in the overtime, when it seemed to me at the beginning of the overtime period that they were letting them just go completely, it's pretty controversial when you call a penalty, and that penalty, you know, is the sole reason they get the goal that wins the first round of the playoffs.
Right? I agree. I think that it was inconsistent more than anything. I think they came out in the first period and they called a penalty every couple of minutes and just crazy penalties, hooking, diving, tripping, whatever. And to me, they set the tone for the game, because then in the second period, the penalties were cut down, and then the third period, it was non-existent. And the tripping penalty in overtime, though, I do say is the right call. I think that they let the Caps get away with the first one. There should have been a tripping penalty. I think on the Kapanen trip going up the boards, that should have been a penalty. He sort of looked and was raising his arm and then said, let the boys decide the series, which it should happen.
Right.
Then they nicked him on the second one, and they had to call that. The controversial play was when Cristobal Oue was run over.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The empty net. That's what everybody's still talking about.
And they let the goal. They allowed the goal, which they shouldn't have done.
Well, it's a question. Again, there's a lot of gray areas in every sport when it comes to officiating. When we called the NHL office right when that happened, they said that it was incidental contact because their guy Thorsen hit Morrison into our goalie, meaning therefore it was a legal play. The one thing that was gray is, did Morrison have the puck or not? He has to have the puck to get nailed like that, and I don't think he had the puck. So to me, there was some controversy, but the Caps let the game slide. They were on the penalty kill.
I agree.
You can't afford to do that, and
right.
These are learning. Remember I said, I'm not sure if I said on your show or not, but I said you got to learn how to lose before you can learn how to win.
Yeah, it's a learning experience for
all
those guys.
I think they're going to be great in the future.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to ask you that, so you've answered that question. And as far as the fans go and the town, something like this, even though it's the first round and they're out early, this does well for hockey in Washington, D.C., don't you think?
I think it does well, but I still think they have to build off the momentum. They have to be heavily involved in the community like they have been. I think the start of next year is critical to this team. I don't think they can come out of the gate at 4-8. They've got to come out of the gate at 8-4, because the start of every season here in Washington, it's Redskins, 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 Redskins.
Right.
And if you don't win, the fans don't jump on the bandwagon.
Right.
And
right.
You got to win to capture the same type of emotion they captured down the stretch.
Good stuff. Well, Craig, we appreciate you coming on the show, Locker. I really enjoyed your analysis. I see you seriously doing bigger and better things with it. I really think, and I'm not blowing smoke here, you are one of the best analysts as far as hockey is concerned in the game. And I guess we'll chat with you next fall when we're starting this all over again in the run to the cup, Locker.
And I hope I get to see you this summer.
Yeah, I'm going to come to your camp because I'd like to be I'd like to play college hockey and go into juniors and then get to the pros someday.
Yeah, the beginner class is only once a week.
You can brush up your skills, Mike.
And say hi to your partner, Joe, and we will talk to you soon,
I'm
Locker.
I'm off the happy hour, boys.
Okay, take care.
Okay, Craig. See you. Bye-bye.
Enjoy.
That's Craig Laughlin. We appreciate that.
Very nice guy.
He is such a nice guy.
And you can tell
hockey player, tough guy, though.
Yeah, but he's bumming. He really wanted it last night.
You could tell the energy level was a lot different
absolutely.
From the last time we talked to him. And I'm sorry folks in Sacramento didn't get a chance to ask him about the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, and their move to Las Vegas.
Hold on, Rob. Rob, can you? I've got a message coming in here in the IFB. We do.
Is he here?
Yeah, we do. You can play. Do we have any music that we can play for this?
I'm gonna play this.
I don't think we even need music. We can just bring him in.
He's actually here.
We're
all
expecting.
Right. We're very, very excited. Rob, here's the card.
Oh,
go
okay.
ahead and introduce.
Oh, look who
our...
it is, Buzz. It's American Idol top six finalist David Archuleta.
Wow.
David.
Hi, David.
Welcome to the show.
David?
Hi, Rob.
Are you out of breath?
I just came by to say, I really love your show and Mike's show. And
that's
Buzz.
Really nice.
You guys are you're really nice.
Oh, thank you, David. That's
and who are you again?
I'm David Archuleta.
You're doing very well yourself, David.
What's that?
Did you see Idol last night?
I did. You sang all that wonderful Broadway song from...
They said...
Was it from Phantom?
Are you
they
all right?
They said a lot of really nice things about me.
Are you upset?
No.
You okay?
I'm real happy.
Are you happy?
This has been the best week of my life.
You seem out of breath.
It's really been the best... the best time I've ever had.
May I ask a question? It's not an idle question.
I'm here for your questions. You know what they... You know what Andrew Lloyd Webber told me?
What's that?
What? What are you saying?
He said he'd like to take me home.
What does that even
mean?
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
What is with your lips?
Hey, where's your horn?
I don't know where Mike keeps it. It should be there somewhere.
There it is.
He'd like to take me home. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
So we are talking to David Archuleta, top six finalist for
American
Idol.
This is really an incredible new studio you have.
Now, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
You're so much shorter in person. How tall are you?
I'm only 16 years old.
I understand.
But I've got a voice from the angels.
That's true.
That's what Paul said.
Now I saw
Paul Abdul.
Oh, I thought you said Paw.
I'm David Archuleta. No, Paw beats me.
Yeah, your father beats you?
He doesn't like me. Yeah, I think he's a polygamist.
You're flipping me out. Can you open your eyes?
I really can't.
No, please try.
You know, you guys have been really nice to have me by here. I'm real happy about coming
on
the
show.
Welcome,
what is with your lips?
My lips are lovely. The little teenage girls love my lips.
Oh, I saw on last night's program when all those girls came up on stage for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. How was that?
That's a real pleasure, Rob.
How was it when you met all those girls?
I got a little embarrassed.
How come?
Well, if you'd look closely, do you have high definition television?
I do.
You might have noticed something that, well, the censors might not have caught.
Oh, you were very excited.
I was very excited.
Wow.
You know how that works, right, Buzz?
I do, David.
I wish I could see.
Why are your eyes shut? Do me a favor. Take your hand.
I wish I could see you, but my eyes always close.
David, take your hand.
Sure.
And pry your eyes open.
Just lift the lids.
Wow.
Hi there.
Wow.
Hi, buddy.
This is real exciting to be on the radio.
I just noticed you have one brown eye and one blue eye.
I'm like a Siberian husky.
You are.
I'm real excited. You know, they've got me... I'm so bashful.
You are.
They've got me as the odds-on winner. Huh? You know what I say to that?
What's that? David Archuleta.
I'm David Archuleta.
Top six finalists.
American
nice
Idol.
To see all of you.
Good luck, David.
Thanks so much.
You out of here?
Take care.
There he goes.
He's going to have to hurry if he's going to make that results show in Los Angeles.
How come I didn't get a chance to ask a question? David, come back in here.
Oh, this is unprecedented.
Hi, Mike.
Open your eyes.
It's nice to be on your show.
Nice to have you on the show, David. I've got a question for you. Do you fake this whole bashful routine, or is it really sincere?
I've got to tell you something, Mike. It's all a comedy routine, or really just a carnival routine drummed up by my abusive father.
That's what I thought, David. I think you're a scam artist, right? You don't mean any of it?
No.
I have a question, David.
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
How stupid is Jason Castro?
He's unbelievably stupid.
Is he?
Can I tell the truth about all my contestants?
We insist.
Yeah, please do.
I've got to say some real bad things about all of them right now.
Yeah, use your fat tongue and tell us about it.
I'm really glad. I'm glad that Christy Lee Cook's gone. She's a slut.
Was she?
Yep.
Was she coming on to you?
Yup.
That's not good.
And I don't like David Cook either. He's a phony, a pasty guy with Frankenstein hair.
You don't like him?
And the other guy, what's his name with the dreadlocks?
Jason Castro.
He smokes a lot of pot.
That's illegal.
And
have you ever smoked pot?
And the black girl, what's her name?
Saisha?
Saisha. She's a slut.
And did she come on to you?
Yes, they all did.
How do you like it when a woman throws themselves at you?
Oh, you're making me embarrassed.
He's very shy, Rob.
With your thick tongue?
My thick tongue. Thick tongue, David Archuleta.
Can you sing for us?
Sure.
I'd love it.
Great.
What song?
Well, hold on. I sing on any other venue other than American Idol.
He looks
pissed. Get beaten severely about the head and face.
That's not right.
But he does it with a sock with BBs.
Oh, no.
So there won't be any Mars.
Does he ever hit? Worse. Does he even hit your thick tongue?
He puts needles in my thick tongue.
Oh, no.
Daddy says I gotta go.
What about the lady that sings the Carole King music with the blonde curly
hair? Oh, you're talking about, what's her name?
What the hell
is her name? You know it, Buzz.
I don't know her name. The hippie chick.
What's her name?
Is
White.
It Bonnie?
Isn't it Bonnie White?
Bonnie,
I don't care. She's a slut.
Yeah, how's your tongue?
She's come on to me in my thick tongue.
How does that make you feel?
I hate them all.
You should go smoke a fatty with Jason Castro.
No way. I'm going to fly straight and narrow, Rob.
That'll be good. Give my best to Mr. Lord Webber.
Take care, Buzz.
Bye.
Take care, David.
Got any weed?
Don't get your tongue in the door.
David Archuleta.
David Archuleta, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes.
That's him.
Good
That's
yet.
What we've been waiting for.
Such a nice boy.
He's a nicer boy from the American Idol. David Archuleta. Boy, maybe next week we can get David Cook.
I'd like that.
Wouldn't that be exciting? The final buzz of the day is coming up. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My father's signaling me through the other. No, I'm not allowed.
You know.